Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Thank you, Spirit Yeshua Mashiach. Bless you. Be glorified in our midst, O God. Be glorified. Help us. Thank you, Father. Let your word come forth like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. Let your people be healed. Let them be touched. Let them be changed by the very words that come from your mouth. Let the thoughts of my heart and the meditation of my heart be anointed to bring forth the intentions, true intentions of the Father for the people of God. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, maybe. So let's appreciate El Ziba this morning. Hallelujah. Wow. Quite simple and very deep. Amen. Amen. You guys don't know, we have quite a number of pastors in this place. Amen. So the day you don't see me, don't look for me. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, El Ziba. God bless you big. Amen. Amen. So I want to continue quickly. I need to run. Hopefully I can do the damage and escape the danger. Amen. So we'll run fast. I want to start by reading a very terrible scripture in Revelation chapter 17. Revelation chapter 17, verse 3 to 8. Quickly, King James. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. Go ahead. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color and decked with gold and precious. This is where they got all those stuff from. And precious stones and pearls, Mary Kay and all of that. Having a golden cup in her hands, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. The next verse. And upon her head, that's why there's so much emphasis on the face. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery. Babylon the Great. That's the mystery I explained, you know. The mother of our lords and abominations of the earth. Go ahead. And I saw this woman. She was drunken with the blood of saints. This one can bring down pastors. And with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. Even the apostles saw that she was beautiful. Go ahead. And the angel said unto me, wherefore did you marvel? I mean, I will tell thee the mystery of this woman and of the beast that carries her, which hath what? Seven heads and what? 10 horns. Go ahead. The beast that thou sawest was and is not shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition, that they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundations of the world, when they beheld the beast that was not and is not and yet there is. Verse 9, final verse. And here is the mind that has wisdom. The seven heads are what? The seven mountains upon which the woman sits. I started at some point, I was sharing with you about the seven mountains of human civilization, and I began to talk about certain things. I'm sure most of you probably heard them for the first time, but I'll just try and touch it a bit again. So we have seven mountains. Actually, I know of nine, but I'll give you the nine. But basically, I'll give you seven because the other two are not on this earth. If I have time. So, but basically we have about seven mountains, which was what you saw there. And then you see scripture referring to the subject of wisdom. Because wisdom is an apostolic ingredient. Paul said, as the grace that has been given to me, a what? Wise master builder. Wise ingredient that is basic to an apostolic call is what? Wisdom. How to build according to patterns. Because they are builders. God said to the apostle Moses, he said, make sure that you build according to the pattern that I what? show you. So wisdom is a basic ingredient for apostolic people. If not, when you see all the mysteries that on all the things going on CNN and on BBC and Al Jazeera and on AIT and all of that, you can get lost and confused. But when you have an understanding by the Spirit of God, what is actually going on, you can take a posture with God, take your position with God, and you are not moved. If not, like John, we will notice that we are as mesmerized as every other person. Your wisdom should be your advantage. Hallelujah. I say your wisdom should be your advantage. But when you do not stay on the side of God to see what God is doing, different from what the enemy is doing, you will be caught in the middle with crossfires, and you are like, what am I going to do? I'm saying to you that everything that is going on in your life now, God allowed it for a reason, so that the wisdom of God can rise and prevail. The whole idea of that attack you are facing was to take you out, but for some reason you are still standing on your feet, because there's a higher purpose. You should have been dead, but you are still here. There is a reason. The day God is done with you, you will sleep and not wake up. Even the devil will not need to do anything. The only reason why you are still standing on earth is because heaven see as something for you to be and to do. Hallelujah. So I'll give you the seven mountains quickly. Number one, we have the media mountain. The media mountain. These are the mountains of that govern human civilization. They influence everybody, whether you like it or yes. There was a time the dancing style was Awilo Logomba, and even if you are a pastor, you had to learn the style. I remember a church in somewhere, I protect their location. They had invited this guest minister to preach, and the man came with his dancers, his music team, and then he got on the pulpit when they introduced him and said, we are going to dance like David danced. And he began to hoop and to hype, and he took the microphone, and I saw this little lady standing at the mic stand, and then the next thing I just heard was, I don't have a problem with the song. It was when the dancing style, and then it was Awilo that was on board, and I just saw pru 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 pru, and I just saw this everybody pru 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 pru, and then told my pastor friends, Pastor Desmond, Pastor Morak, right in the service. Pastor Desmond did like this. Then Pastor Morak looked at him and said, "What's your problem? Didn't you hear that the dance that David danced? Hey, let's dance, man. Have a good time. We're gonna have a good time." Say, "What's your problem? Didn't you just hear the pastor? He said this is the dance that David danced." And the hey. Amen. So I'm saying that we didn't get that from the devil. We got it from a mountain. Are you hearing me? So you are a product of your most major mountain. You can tell a lie on the devil. The devil is just smiling at you because he knows that he has you. Number two, we have the mountain of government. Mountain of government. Number three, we have the mountain of education. We have the mountain of government, of economy. That's number four. Media, government, education, economy. Then we have the entertainment mountain, or if you like, celebration mountain. Then we have religion. Finally, we have the mountain of family. I'll give you an eighth one. The mountain of the Lord. I say, those ones are not here. The mountain of the Lord. Number nine, the mountain of the house of the Lord. They are different. The mountain of the house of the Lord and the mountain of the Lord. Satan, when he was trying to take heaven, said that we arise to the mountain of God. In other words, there's a posture that even God maintains in the spirit realm. The Bible calls him the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So when you see the posture of Jesus in the spirit realm, he sits upon all these mountains as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. All witches and wizards must worship him. It doesn't matter your ranking, whether you sacrifice 21 pregnant women to get your powers, or you went to India. All power, the Bible says, all things consist of him and must worship him. The Bible says, in all things he must have preeminence. Are you listening to me? Our God is a great God. When God said, and when the Father, scripture tells us that, and God lifted him up and gave him a name that is above every other name, it was an elevation in the spirit. Are you hearing me? So on this side of eternity, you just say, oh Jesus, give him a wife and all of that. But in the spiritual, you see a high priest that stands on every mountain of human civilization. Hallelujah. So our God is a great God. He's not a weak God. Our God is in control. He has never fretted over anything the devil is trying to do in your life. The Lord is very calm because he knows what he's going to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have a Yoruba song, sing when we're in CAC and some of our Yoruba churches. Sorry, bro, if you don't, I don't have to interpret this one. You hear a song like Oluwa Monti Oshe. You know, just don't worry if you are not born in that time. Jesu mi Monti Oshe Oluwa Mon. So you better have someone to interpret. You hear a song like that. In other words, God is not in a fretting position. What that song means is that the Lord knows what he will do to better your life, and that the devil, God is not under any threat by the devil. You've got to come to the place of trust. When you trust, your warfare's come down and his power is elevated. Hallelujah. 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 Now I want to quickly look at something that I think can help you. Now on these mountains, you need to understand the spirits that rule these mountains. For you to be able to deal with this mountain or interface with it properly, it is not enough to know the mountains. You must know the spirits that rule these mountains. And please, just because they look basic doesn't mean they are not deep. Are you listening to me? So we'll start with the mountain of the media. The spirit that rule the mountain is called bad news. That's my fun way of putting it. It's called bad news. And everybody knows bad news is what? Good news. Bad news. I could give you the whole spiritual arrangement, but I'll spare you. So that I'm not pressured to start explaining. Bad news. Bad news. That principality is known as the destroyer. The destroyer. It brings your image on the media scene and washes you dirty there. And you probably have a whole lifetime of cleaning and cleaning, and you cannot wash yourself clean. Some of you know some of the things going on in Nigeria right now, and some people stole money and all of that. Even though they are going to court, but in your mind, you know they are guilty. The only problem is that the court cannot find them guilty. But if we move all of them to London, they'll be guilty in 3 weeks. You agree with me? Because some of these guys, they all belong to the same club. Ikoyi Club, Lion Club, Yoruba Tennis Club. They have some, I know them, most of them attended the same schools. They know themselves. In the days when universities were not much, if people will stand up, go to you and have fun. So we've met when nobody knew us. Let's just delay the case. Let's keep delaying it. And there's something about corrupt people. They have the tenacity to play with time. So that your 8 years will come and go. Their own government will come in and destroy the case. And I must tell you, concerning my friend at Kotu Egbe, the one that is building collapse, there's nothing that can happen to him. That case will die a natural death. These are rulers of mountains speaking at their level. If Jonathan won the second term, that case would have been done by now. Because they are both like this. When rulers on mountains communicate, they are not talking to the boys. They are speaking at their level. That case will go forever and be thrown out. The guy who did the forensic stuff will just come and say he's no more interested. They are threatening his life. Then, since he's not showing up in court, all the people who should testify are not talking. Say, throw the case out. There's nothing you can do. We are talking about dominion. When people who have what it takes are talking. People who don't need to show up in your office to unseat you. Just a phone call. I sent my boy to your office and they wasted his time. Oh, who was that? Bram, sat. Mountains are talking. Just a tweet. Just a tweet and you are fired. So the spirit on the media mountain is known as a destroyer. And they destroy via lies. Bad news. They take stuff and turn it upside down. And if you are going to be relating what God is going to do, we have to do with the media, you must be willing to pray yourself through in this area. You must be willing, because they want to misrepresent God. Okay? So they will bring up stories, especially when they begin to suspect your mission. They'll bring up stories to mess you up and rubbish you. They will misrepresent you and knock you off. And then you don't even have anybody. People know they are lying against you, but nobody wants to come out and defend you because they are going to be in the same shoe too. It is well. Just be praying, sir. Just be praying, sir. It is well with you. Just be praying, sir. And you find some of this stuff even in the offices. Amen. Amen. When you begin to see that, know that the spirit of destroyer is at work. Because if they can tarnish your image, they've taken your voice. Nobody will listen to you anymore. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? And your voice is very important. It's the most powerful weapon God has given you. Your voice is what you use to engage the spirit realm. It's the same voice you use to engage this earth realm and bring down the decrees from heaven. But when you tarnish it and they say, let somebody pray for you, you say in Jesus' name. Nobody wants to say amen. Because the moment you say in Jesus' name, what they remember is what was said about you. Be careful. The significant authority that God gives in the body of Christ to majorly engage bad news is the ministry of the evangelist. Because the word gospel means what? Good news. That's why most evangelists are on TV, they're on media, and they're all of that, because that is the channel with which we get the gospel out. Are you hearing me? We bring the good news of salvation. We can't stop them from saying what they want to say, but we must not keep quiet. Are you hearing me? We must not keep quiet. The agent that God puts in the body of Christ to dispel bad news are who? The evangelist. And we need to get so much good news on the outside. Share the gospel with somebody. Ask them, do you know Jesus? Do you know the real Jesus? Do you know the real Jesus, a religious person? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you need to catch this in your spirit. Because if you don't know how to engage, that whenever you are engaging mountains, especially the one that deals with bad rep, you need to be in the evangelistic mode. Not praise and worship, evangelistic mode. Fill the airwaves with good news. And there's a revelation you must carry when engaging at this level. It's called the revelation of blessing. Every time I bring the gospel or I dispel evil news, it is because I want to stop the curse and start the blessing. I want to stop the curse and release the blessing. I want to be a blessing to someone's life by presenting Jesus or the glorious gospel of Jesus, or even establishing truth as per doctrine. If people believe a certain thing about Jesus and that thing is not true, it is a blessing for you to be able to bring the right information to them. Do you know there are countries where people believe that if you fall under the anointing, it means you are possessed? Churches in some other countries in Latin America. So if I'm preaching that kind of a church, I need to teach them by scripture that it is not necessarily so. In fact, you may be possessed and I pray for you and you will even blink. And the demon will still go. And you're just looking at me like, hey, what's up? Meanwhile, the guy with the Holy Ghost is falling under the anointing, is doing stuff. But the guy who is really possessed with seven devils. Amen. Hallelujah. Preach, sir. Preach, sir. Preach, sir. Pray. Pray some more. Give it to me. And he's possessed. So every time you go and you are engaging, dealing with bad news, or you feel that there's a malicious attempt coming against you, switch to the blessing mode and begin to bless. Jesus said, bless and do not curse. Stand in the warfare mode of prayer and begin to bless. When that curse is coming, when that negative information is coming towards you, stand in the spirit and masatalina namasha. I bless you. I bless your heart. I bless you. I bless the work of your hand. I declare the blessing of God rest upon you. Begin to bless. When that thing misses the spirit realm, one serpent will swallow the other. Don't ever be deceived to back to sender, to start doing back to sender. Because when you are sending back what I was sent to you, you have become like the person. You've got your own weapon. It's called blessing. Amen. It's called what? It's called what? It's called what? Blessing. Bless, do not curse. Hallelujah. So quickly, I run to the government. The enemy on this mountain is called corruption. The principality, corruption. The principality on this mountain is Lucifer. He's the one there personally. Lucifer fills the heart of people with pride and corruption. And in case you think you are not corrupt, you don't have to bother. Just get there first. Do you know how many people the church sent to government and they didn't come back? Hey, I'm not talking about people who are dead. They are still alive. I won't mention names. in this country who are on campus as NIFES members and all of that, and right now we can't find them. For the first time in history, we have a vice president that hears God. But is it easy? See his hair, everything is white all of a sudden because of the warfare he has to withstand at that level. In this same country, we have vice president that was forced out of office while in office because the president, you know, didn't like him anymore. We have vice presidents that died, vice president took over. We've never really had a vice president that just managed to finish in one piece. Even right now, we are still not sure. But for the first time, we have the church as a representative that hears God, carries the sword of the Lord and the sword of justice. It is not a coincidence that you have a professor at law who is your vice president, and the least you can do is to lift him in prayers. Don't go running your mouth and saying nonsense on Facebook. Lift him in prayers. That is our best shot so far. And if we lose it, forget it, you are all guilty as charged. I don't think it is by chance or by error that Donald Trump is always wearing a red tie. That guy is carrying the mantle of judgment and vengeance in the earth. I say, when you look at things on this earth, look at the interpretation in the spirit realm and see his posture. Somebody is carrying the mantle of God's judgment and vengeance in the earth. And you expect him to be normal on this side. Even if he tries, he can't help it. You must understand spiritual postures and representations. Is when you understand what is sitting on someone's head, you understand why he's behaving the way he's behaving. The people that God sends into the government to deal with the error that is there, they are apostles. You have to be apostolic in your mindset. An apostle is someone that is on a mission, sent on a mission. God called you and said, go there. The mission is specific. Get it done. Your resources are already on your inside. Are you hearing me? You have to look beyond what you are going through and begin to see that you are born for such a time as this. For some reason, you are not born when Paul was born. You didn't have to interface with what Paul had to interface with. Even if Paul was born now, we have to learn from you. If Paul was born today, we have to learn from you, because this terrain is different. Because Paul had to travel for months on ship. You can do a plane in 45 minutes. Say, what do you call that stuff? He says, it's called a plane. You don't have donkeys. Hey, we don't do that here. Planes or your flying jets or a Lamborghini. Say, no, what's that? Say, it's a type of car. What's a car? Just follow me. Where are your horses? So we kid all of them. We are Suya. Paul would have to learn if he was born today, because our time is different. For some reason, God chose you for now and not then, because this is our finest moment. Hallelujah. So Paul will have to stand on the grandstand and hail you. Paul will look at someone that carries a grace similar to his. Why are you doing this? Get up! You just been late, but get up! If Paul had behaved the way many of us behaved, he would never have realized half his potential. He realized what he was carrying, was always on the go, always on the move. If Paul had married, it would have been a disadvantage. If Paul had any child, and they tried to get Paul and they couldn't get him, they'll go for his child and say, stop preaching or we'll slit his throat now. So Paul decided to go with less baggage. Think it was easy? Oh, he didn't like a girl. Oh, he didn't like Lydia. What's that fine woman's name that had money? You think all those messages he was preaching, I learned to contain myself so that after I have preached the gospel, I will not be a critic. It was for him. Those are revelations in his heart when he was praying and meditating. Lydia, you will not spoil my life. That pandemonium of yesterday is still doing something inside my head. You know, amen, hallelujah. I receive grace to go on, hallelujah, amen. And believe me, when you eat a woman's food, they are not just eating her food, they are taking in her essence. Don't worry. You eat a woman's food for like a week. I was like, She ain't bad. She ain't bad. Maybe you know what I'm talking about. It's just not like I'm feeling this. I know. I have stories to that effect, really, believe me. That's how I found out. I didn't really know it actually happened to me. Just like, okay. Amen. Let's just share scripture. Amen. Why is giving a share scripture? There's fried plantain and eggs and stuff. And you eat like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. By the second week, I'm like, praise God. Amen. Your words begin to fail you. Amen. It's just, I never used to see her like that. You will never use the thing you are eating. Make no mistake about these things. You play with a woman, you are sunk. If a woman means you, you can't escape. She has you that you are coming down. My brother, run, she will catch you. When a woman blesses you, go and rest, blessed. Take it or take it. Amen. I remember when I told my wife I was ready to work. She said, you want to work? She said, in Lagos, here, I said, you get a job. I got a job under 1 month. That's my wife. You understand? So I married her. And you had this kind of power, I probably just keep you. Amen. So please, this way we are going there, say something. Amen. So what is the work of the apostles in this case? Is to raise leaders who can go into that space and remain Christians. Why the whole thing that happened recently with Pastor Adeboye and pastors, they said after I've done 10 years or 15 years, I should hand over the church, Harvest Word, and go and sit down. Amen. Said after 10 years, when the work is just becoming okay, I should leave it. So I go to me, can come and start enjoying. That's what he said. Amen. Amen. Or Ziba. So me, I was just looking. It's not me that will talk. I'm just looking. I've even told Pastor Bola, let's prepare a legal team to go and know our political future. You know. Then Pastor Adeboye had to step down. If you didn't get your calling from a man can't take it from you. Pastor Adeboye's calling is not a matter of title again. It's a mountain ruler. He rules in a mountain. Yes. You understand? He has over 20 million people as members of his church. Do we have up to 40 million people voting in this country? No. So if he tells every of the 20 million people, go and get voter's card. He didn't say anything. He just said, go and get voter's card. Out of that 20 million people, at least 15 million will vote. Sir, believe it or believe it, whoever those 15 million people vote for has won. Yes or yes? So when that thing happened, Pastor Adeboye was on the altar. He was saying, I want to encourage all of you to be more involved with government. Get your voter's card. We need more people to be more involved with the decisions in this country. He was just saying it calmly. The next thing I heard, Buhari has fired the guy. As a sharp guy. For the first time, you're actually up and doing. As he like, I just said somebody has been fired. 2019. This one didn't need legislative process. He didn't need APC leaders come together. He just fired the guy. Who are you? Say, who's your friend? He's like, go and sit down. Fired. I say, when mountain rulers are talking at their level, it's not phone call. They are just sharing their mind. You'll be hearing information. News will be carrying it. He has been fired. So your own goal is to rise into Christ in spiritual development till God can say, okay, you know what? You are doing a good job. Take this mountain. It's an ordination of the spirit. It's not you that will go and be looking for mountain and climbing. It's not the mountain at the back of your village square. It's an anointing. See, because I have loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, thy God has what? Anointed thee with the oil of gladness. Above the other fellows. Above, 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 above. If your walk with God, I guess you there. So as an apostle, God may not be sending you to preach, but to carry these doctrines and bring them into bits that people in that sphere can understand. And you teach them the doctrine of Christ. And you raise people that see money as paper. They won't touch it. Money is what? Paper. Just paper. They will not touch it. I saw a video online. The guy was saying it has become so bad that when you say somebody is corrupt from your village, you're from a local government, then you will come with your people and say, yes, he's a thief, but our thief. So give us our thief. When you produce your own, let him do it as he likes. He is your thief. But now this thief is our own thief. And until we equate the same punishment with the one who steals goat and the one who steals public money. Because the one who steals a goat will be burnt with fire. But the one who steals money will get all the sums and pay them. And you know, we must eat. You understand? It's money making time. When I come back to the world, I will be a lawyer. Because I was going to be a lawyer until Bro Humphrey stood me at the gate of Command Secondary School and said, Bro, you said you want to study law. I was in Genesis 3. He said, it is good, my brother. He said, but if you study law, your eternal redemption, for the sake of your eternal redemption, there is no guarantee you will see the Lord on that day. This Bro Humphrey, he wore nika and he was counseling me. And I said, oh, Bro Humphrey, oh, Bro Humphrey, oh, because I felt very bad. My dad was supposed to study law. He couldn't study law. He read social, so he wanted me to go ahead and study law. And we were on target. We were on course. Then Bro Humphrey, and I shared the vision with Bro Humphrey. And Bro Humphrey said, for the sake of your eternal redemption, that when you die, you will see him in glory. Say, my brother, there are many other courses you can study. And I said, thank you, Bro Humphrey. Say, God bless you. And then I walked away. That was the end of law for me. An SS1 student telling me that I should not study law. Now I know better, but it's too late. For the sake of your eternal redemption. Lawyers, shout hallelujah. Amen. Did you notice that, and I want you to understand that in taking mountains, there's strategy that must be. Did you notice that while, and I say this with due respect, you know, most of the folks who are in the north, while I was growing up there, they didn't go to school. You probably see them on the main road begging for money. Most of us on this side, we are going to school. People from the east mostly learned a trade or manufacturing and all of that. So what you notice was that because they couldn't match up academically, where did they take all their sons? The military. If you pick, what's the highest ranking officer? Is he chief of army staff or something? Is there anything higher than that? No. Not in terms of, in terms of office. Chief of army staff. Huh? Chief of army staff, just one. If you pick the next five, four out of them will be Hausa men. Or even five for five. They strategically position. Do you know that if you join the military today, you must learn how to speak Hausa? You must. Because almost whether the military base in Kaduna or wherever, they speak Hausa there. Can I hear Hausa? Baba Hausa? Haba? Make it so. Just give you those kind of stuff. You have to learn it. All Igbo men I know, why military officers speak Hausa? All Yoruba men that I know, why soldiers, they speak Hausa. That is the second official language in the military. Because when you have more of that population, you have no choice. It's just like being in Lagos and saying you don't understand Yoruba. You probably would understand beats at least. Or maybe you hear but you can't speak. There must be a middle ground somewhere for you. Because if you are sitting there midst and they are communicating and they know you are lost, that may be the beginning of your death. You understand me? They are able to infiltrate their culture because of their number. So church cannot just, we cannot sit and be doing praise the Lord now. I will praise him every day. praise him every day. I will praise. And God is saying, who are this bunch of guys? Say they are your children. I say who? Where are they from? Who is their pastor? Get me his messages. What has he been teaching them? Say reduce the number of that church immediately. Scatter that church. What's this? Yeah, we praise him every day. And God is going like, guys, you guys are really tripping. You are singing to me, right? You're actually singing to me. I say he's wondering that in the agenda of heaven for the earth, we shouldn't be seeing this now. This was good in 1979. It's not good for 2017. Raise me a people of praise. Don't gather and sing song. Raise me a people of praise. Raise me a people of praise. You are not useful for me if all you do is sit in church. You've got to be economically useful. You've got to be politically useful. We are not going there to take over the system. We are going there to influence it. There's a difference. Because most times you think we are going to fight. We will not take it from today. This is the Christian Caliphate of Nigeria. Forget it, bro. That's not what we are talking about. I said influence. For some reason, Daniel was supposed was able to survive 4 or 5 kings, even in Babylon. Even when they threw him in prison, they said, come and help us. I know I put you in prison, but take one first. So many, wait for this one. Many, take care of fast. And Daniel did not consider the offense. He still helped them. But just that today, the message is not good. Though. This one that I'm seeing now, he's saying your kingdom, who you offend? When are you? Maybe, who did you offend? See, the enemy is at your door. They just say, kind outside. They were already killing people. If it was a good message, that's how he would have still come to interpret it. Daniel has lived too long to be keeping offense. As you get older, there are some bad behavior, like malice, like jealousy, like she stepped on my toe, she used my cup, she didn't wash it. All those small things that Joshua and Isabel are doing. As you get older, we should not be seeing it in your hand. It is not doctrine, it's not Bible, it's maturity. Maturity. Come on, grow old, grow up. You don't need that stuff. Come on, man. There's so much money to be made. Get up and stop wasting your time. Hey, can you imagine? I know her. When she didn't have anything, she used to stay with me. Now I saw this, she talks, she'll be doing her hand like this. Sister, grow up. Grow up. You are wasting time. No time. Oh, my landlord did this. Oh, my landlady did that. Slow down. Oh, there are some things we stop as we get older. You know, I used to be I prayed for the gift of patience for close to 20 years. Over 20 years, I never got it. I'm telling you, when I lose it, and my wife has borne the brunt, mostly more than anybody. Amen. And I'm sorry, okay? My wife, when I start, oh goodness, it's being recorded. Yeah, so what? I just see it. Amen. You know, I can tell if I'm going to fall sick in the next few days. When I start becoming very cranky, my wife is walking past it. I'm sitting in a chair in the parlor and I need to get something on the table. To get up and pick that thing can become very hard for me. So I'm waiting for someone who's going to pass. I say, hey, babe, can you help me with that stuff? She says, okay. Then she walks into the kitchen to do something else for me. That thing is also important. She's doing it for me. Then she comes out to pick that item. She's trying to do two in one things at the same time. I say, what does it cost you to just pick that thing and give it to me? You have to go to the kitchen first, then come out. Say, but it's your food. I say, I know where my own mistake is. Maybe I'll try to set your question. I know where my own mistake is. I know this is your own mistake. And I give her own mistake. Then I leave my mistake. I start talking about our own mistake. And then I put it in her face and rub it. Nobody is talking. It's not my own mistake, it's a small one. Your own mistake. 1, 2, 3, 4. And I rub it. And then, you know, the normal man, she starts crying. I say, no, this is not a crime matter. When it gets to a level, that's why I say, see, the basic ingredient of every marriage should be friendship, mutual respect. There are some things that get better as you get older. Huh? That's why I told you, don't run away from a fight. 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 All that energy, use it. Fight. You to auntie, say your mind. Eh? Very soon you will both get tired. You just get that. Where? Are you still going to eat? Oh, alright. You go chop. Me, I'm eating. When people come to your house, they say, you guys are lovely. You should have been here the first year of our marriage. You see the way we used to handle it. Because in the first year, the guy talks, the lady just sits down, she's enjoying his presence, likes his jeans, he talks well. In the second year, the guy is tired of talking, it's not the man who's talking. She's talking, the guy like, oh, he just think about, we need to pay the rent, we need to pay school fees. The ladies are like, you know what happened to you when I went to work? Do you know I saw Funke today? How you the girl? And the third year, when the guy can't stand it, they start arguing and fighting. Then people come and go, bro, why are you fighting now? So the first year, he talks. Second year, she talks. The third year, they both talk. And that's not in the Bible. Okay. So the apostles are very key to that. Now, for education, the enemy on that mountain is humanism. Humanism. That's the spirit that tries to misrepresent God by systematically arranging a series of knowledge to brainwash you. So that's at some point we have Darwinism, we have so many people, scholars who we are studying about, and they asked us questions in exams, philosophy 101, prove that God does not exist. If God is good, why does bad things happen to good people? You know, and then you will be using, you are a pastor, you are not writing 7 pages. You want to finish the course proving that God does not exist. Yeah, I mean, you know that you are probably a philosophy class. Mm-hmm. Say, start 5 more minutes. Start, you want to finish God. I'm sure you last know a bit about those philosophy things. You know, you just. And me, I wrote, even God knew that in my mind, I'm just writing. There's nothing there. Because even the person who was anchoring the class is a pastor. The pastor of philosophy 101, the lecturer of philosophy 101 is a pastor. He's just doing his job. So why should I take it, sir? One idiot came out of the class. I said, yes, Pastor Desmond, I can now prove to you. Now I used to tell you that God does not exist. Say, now I have all my facts. Pastor Desmond said, you are a fool. The person who took that class is a pastor. He's going to take some school on Sunday. He's going to preach. You are here. Sheson, you say, I saw me. You say, you now have all your facts. Say, you know some people did this course before you came to this school. It is you that has all the facts now. I wish you good luck. Humanism. Humanism is the principle that tells you that the end of all things is the happiness of man. If it makes you happy, go ahead with it. If you feel like walking naked, go with it. If you feel like that's many things my wife tries to update me with in terms of women attire and all of that, and you know, it's good, you know. So brothers are not deceived. You understand? A lot of things you see are not real. there's some extra work going on somewhere. You know, so she tries to update me. You know, I try to learn. She mentioned something. I said, what was that? She said, yeah, she explains. I said, oh, no wonder she was looking so smooth by the side. She said, it's not that one. This is what's happening. I said, You know, so talk about it. I should talk about it. Yeah, you know, get updated. Amen. Update the app. You know, so she tries to talk about some of these things. It tells you, like, look, if you feel like it, you do it. Oh, well. Humanism says yes to that, but God says your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. If you carry the Holy Ghost, you can't live anyhow. In fact, if you feel free to do anything, you don't have the Holy Ghost. It's not us here, the Lord. It's what? This is the temple. This is the temple. It's a DNA. It's constructed into your system. A Condoleezza Rice or a Prime Minister of Britain, she cannot dress anyhow because her standing, her posture is the posture of a nation. She represents a nation. Are you hearing me? Merkel, what's that woman in Germany? Merkel something. Angela Merkel. When you see her standing there, that is Germany standing. She's an apostle. she realizes that her posture, anything she says, it is an entire nation that is talking. That nobody will go and ask House of Assembly or the Chief Justice that what happened. The moment she has spoken, a nation has spoken. That is the voice of God. And that is what God asked us to be when he called us to be the Ecclesia. The Ecclesia. That when people hear the sound of your voice, they do not need to check with heaven again. The Lord has spoken. Those are the rulers that can take mountains. Those are the rulers that can take mountains. When Apostle Suleiman had his issue with DSS and all of that, initially I was very upset at him. Do you know what? I was watching his video on his church. And his, did you watch the video where he was in Fauci's house? Or where Fauci came to get him and he was fuming? If you watch that video is a lie. It was edited. It was when I went to his own website or his own response in the church. In his church, he said that what he said was edited, so it now sounded, he gave another meaning, as if he was inciting. He now said he never incited anybody. Did I say that Christians must defend themselves? Yes. Did I say Christians should kill Hausa men? No. Did I say Christians can protect themselves and fight against Fulani herdsmen? Yes. There's a difference. My driver, he said his own driver is a Muslim. His chief security officer is a Muslim. His own father is a Muslim and leader of APC in Edo State, Auchi. See, I have Muslims all around me. I myself am a Muslim convert. I cannot ask you to kill people that we need to get saved. Say, but I cannot be in my house and someone brings a cutlass to my house and wants to smash my head and I say, do it, Jesus loves you. I will probably do something like this. You understand what I'm saying? It's just a human thing. That guy doesn't keep phone numbers of people on the street. If you scroll through his phone, his phone number of presidents of nations, you will see there. The guy has access to at least 42, 51 embassies. So he's a ruler on the mountain, like Pastor Adeboye. It's not age, it is grace. And if you think he got there just by eating chewing gum and doing this thing, I listened to him. He said sometime for upward of 6 months, he's fasting. That young man, fasting. Somebody tried to, I shared that story here, I don't know, about a building that was supposed to be pulled down in a church, right? And he just walked up to the bulldozer and touched it and said in Jesus' name, and the engine knocked. That's the kind of people. Their authority not only heals, it can prevail over earthly things, like knock an engine. You know what I'm saying? But he didn't just get there. You need to get up and not be lazy. I need to run. Oh. So who does God give us as solutions to humanism? He gives us teachers. Bible said God set in the body first apostles, then we have prophets, we have teachers, evangelists, pastors and teachers. So God gives us teachers. Teach people will be in the classroom. People are going to teach in churches, who are going to have consulting companies and do trainings. It's coded, faceless but forceful. They see you as a consultant, but you are doing something at the background. Because some of the people that you teach, you are not even preaching Jesus in your trainings, but some of them, so blessed by your presentation, comes to you after and say, so I'd like to know more about you. Okay, see me in my office next week. And when they come, you're asking them, what's your life like? How's your relationship with God? It becomes, that training opens a door of entrance for you to be able to get into there. So they will listen to you because they need your mentorship. But if you had come to them, give your life to Jesus, it's coming soon. Hey, bro, I have quite a lot. Can I give you a chance? Don't worry, I won't read it. You know, they are off. But when you come to them faceless but forceful, they can embrace your wisdom in your business and they don't mind getting something extra. Be good at what you do. some of us, God, some of us who read education, if you are here, you read education, don't just aspire to be a teacher. Aspire to be in those boards in the federal government in Abuja where they develop curriculum for schools. Are you hearing me? There's a team that does that. They review the curriculum. And then they tell you, there's a time they took away some subjects, you know, CRK, you know. Now in the US, they are trying to bring back prayer to schools. Just because one man got there. So I don't mind if Donald Trump is a ruffian. I mean, if you're good at way you're bad, you are fine with me. You understand what I'm saying? So we need people in Nigeria, because there's a prophecy over this country that says that in the land that was called a corrupt land, righteousness will thrive on the streets. And who will make that happen? You and myself. You can't just get up and just be waiting for something to happen. The agents of change are inside this building. So you've got to be global in your mindset. Don't be local. Be global in your mindset. Today is Dangote's time. Tomorrow it will be your time. And when it is your time, you will not just stand. You will fly the flag, the kite of Jesus, that anywhere you are, people will know that the reason why you are standing on this mountain is because of Jesus. And that's why I love those players that when they score, they take off their t-shirt and you see Jesus imprinted on their singlet. And then collect yellow card. I don't know if this is making sense to any of you. Because we are apostolic people, we cannot think locally. We've got to be different in our mindset. You've got to learn how to, like Jesus, come upon the mountain and be transfigured. While you are climbing the mountain, you are just you. But when you get to the mountain of your dominion, you can bring out what is on your inside to the outside. And that glory can compel, can crash times and seasons. And look for Moses and Elijah where they were. Pew, 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 just brings them. And begin to commune with people that have preceded your time. The law and the prophets fully consummated in one man. He took that and broke it and produced a new race, a new breed. After his kind, not after Adam. After his kind. Success, dominion is on your inside. If the grave could not hold him, the devil cannot write the last chapter of your life. You've got to rise above the fear of death. Say, death and hate are in my hands. Say, the keys of death and hate have been given to me. For no reason should you sleep thinking whether you will die. Your life is not in the hands of any man or any demon. Rise above that. If the devil keeps you at that level of warfare, he has held you. Need to run. Economy. Finances. The enemy on this mountain is called compromise. The enemy on this mountain is called compromise. There's a shortcut. There's something else we can do. Makes it faster. We'll just do it quickly and get it. The spirit, the principality that rules on this mountain is called Mammon. It will amaze you that God never compared himself to Satan, but he compared himself to Mammon. Say, thou cannot serve God and Mammon. I say, so what's Mammon? I tell you what, you see some of these spirit beings, these are not demons, these are princes. Are you hearing me? When Paul was teaching about the classes of ruling spirit, say, for we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against what? And what? Those are categories of spirits, principalities, princes. When you see them, you can see the glory that they exhume. They are princes. They believe they are royalty. They were classes of spirits in God's presence before, that were fashioned after God's kingly nature. Leave it. Only that now it is corrupted. You understand? It's corrupted. If you like, man, import your drum set and keyboard from the one that Yanni played in his last concert. Go and bring it to Nigeria. Yanni, you know Yanni. People don't, you are too spiritual, you don't know Yanni. Yanni, and you go and collect the drums. Who is playing drums well, or guitar? Abraham Labore, go and bring all those things. Then we'll look for instrumentalists amongst us. We'll be beating. When you stay in the same room with a cele man, have you seen cele people or kerubu doing praise worship before? You cannot win them. Just take it from me. Have their own way of doing their praise worship. You with all your instruments, you cannot win. You be second position, but they will take first. They are extremely gifted. The devil is good at it. The devil is good at enslaving people with songs. You will enjoy the enslavement process. Somebody that is not known on the surface of this planet will sing a song and title it Hello. You title it Hello in 24 hours. 24 hours. That is the great God of Lucifer. He can give you a name overnight for a price. For a price. Follow me. It was in those days that Satan would say, don't go to church. If you go to church, now I say, go. When you come, even our own software is updated. We'll make you an offer. What do you want? It was in those days that when you fornicate, you die there. Now you will prosper you after you do it. So shall you say nothing happened? If that's what you want, do it. He blesses you in unrighteousness. Lucifer, the son of the morning. Lucifer. So those spirits still retained their composition, but corrupted. In other words, the glory was moving out of them and decaying. So they needed to repackage. So it became principalities. Then you saw some, they call them powers. It's in that scripture, right? For we are not contrary against flesh, but against what? Principalities and power. Those are classes of spirits that are warfare spirits. They are warfare demons. Not demons, warfare spirits, ruling spirits, angelic beings. They are powers. They are custodians of powers. They are custodians of powers. Depending on their ranking, they wield certain dimensions in the devil that they used to wield in God. And you have the rulers of darkness. Rulers of darkness. These are spirits that reign in the midst of darkness, where there is no light or illumination. They thrive. Their major strength is ignorance. When you don't know what is going on, they thrive and they can become extremely powerful. There are countries on this earth where Jesus, you don't have up to 5% people following Jesus. And the devil, you know what these spirits do? They go there and consolidate. They make sure nobody's heart is softened towards Jesus. You go to Japan now and ask people, have you heard of Jesus? 90% of them don't know anything about Jesus. And I'm looking for people here who will learn Japanese, who will learn Chinese, and we can release you to go there. Because you've got to be empowered via language. We don't have time for interpreters. We need people to learn this stuff. So if you are someone who knows Chinese and you are willing to teach people for the sake of exporting them as a commodity of the kingdom into the nation of China, or you have access to the language of say Japanese, Mandarin, and some of these other Spanish and Jam, because you have the authentic gospel and then you want to learn, but you are having a language problem. So we train you. That school will train everybody, but the owner of the school knows the reason why he's training people is to export them. So to the outside world, there's a Spanish school somewhere in Yaba, there's this Spanish school in Ikeja, they are really good. But you know, between you and your maker, that the original intention of this school is to raise people that will go to nations. Your reward may be greater than a pastor who just asks people to do, what shall I render? What shall I render? You are not dancing well. What shall I render to you? Shut up. I tell you what you are going to render. You pack your stuff now and move to China. That's what you need to render. Everything has an intention. If God gives you the grace to be a teacher, maybe to teach people who are very young. You know, I said this has been apostolic. It's a mindset you have to carry. Maybe you like teaching people who are young students with extra classes, coaching classes and all of that. They see from your posture, you are able to reach out to them, because once they believe in you and buy into you, you can bring the gospel to them in a very powerful way, and yet you are still teaching them their subjects. And God gives you two young hearts that you are teaching maybe maths or science or something, and they never forget what you said to them. Because after that class, you went to Masi Shalana Masa, Irikata Joshua Masitala. These words were born in your heart. Irimakasaida, Irimavasa Isabella, Imbro Shitaladaba. You will never forget these words. Jesus will reign in your heart. You are praying. The next day, you come again, just like a normal class. Okay, what did you do? What did I teach yesterday? Oh, you taught about science. Are you a boy or a girl? Oh, I'm a girl. Can you spell girl? G-I-R. It just looks like a normal class. And then you say, do you know that God made every human being and all of that? It just comes like a natural flow. Then you go back to your room after that class. The hand of the Lord is upon you. The hand of the you will not do. And you are praying for them. And then tomorrow, this girl grows up and becomes a maybe great woman of God. Maybe in the state house. And then somebody says, I am a pastor. I am a father in the Lord. I mean, God just look at just so I say, look at this. Who is this dude? I mean, on the day of judgment, God is looking for that teacher. Hey, where is Mikey? Mikey, oh, come. The GO is still waiting to be called. Hey, those are the guys who laid the foundation. You will not come to church and say, let's recognize Brother Mike. You say, it's Brother Mike. Brother Mikey, for doing a good job. Because, you see, at that point, the fruit of the work will not show. It's going to take years. Years after even Brother Mike has forgotten. Because he also prayed for other young children. But it is a ministry. It is not a ministry because it has a name. It is not a ministry because it is registered in CAC. That's not what makes it a ministry. Harvest World Streams International Center. Prophetic streams. Eternal streams. Faith Rest Assembly and streams. All the ministries that Pastor Yosu pretends over, they all have streams. Streams into where? The lagoon. Are you hearing me? You've got to be deliberate and strategic. Every entrance, every opportunity God gives someone to come into your space, and the person just believes in you without you having to do anything. Hey, brother, be careful. There's an entrance there. Look for that door and enter. Stop trying to be a good friend. Somebody just comes, I like your presentation. Maybe somebody said something this morning. And somebody just goes, I like you. You are so real. And I like to know you better. Can I have your number? And for you, it's one of those things. People will just claim my number. No, I should knock your head right now. Always look for the door of entrance. Hallelujah. Oh gosh. I hope this is helping somebody really. I'm trying so hard. The people that the Lord sends to deal with greed and mammon, they are the prophets. The revelation that is key to the economy is riches. In Revelation, scripture says, for thine is the power, the glory, the riches. There are seven things that was mentioned in Revelation where the angels spoke into the heavens and said, for thine is the glory, the power, those are also representative of the seven mountains. But we'll come to that another day. But you have the riches. Celebration. For economy, what did I say was the enemy on that mountain? Please, point of correction. The love of money. Correction. Love of money. For celebration, compromise, the principality on that mountain is called Jezebel. Seduction. It is the prophets that deal with Jezebel. That's entertainment. Yeah. Entertainment. Have you ever seen someone on TV and you just suddenly felt like going into movie production or acting? You know. Those guys are regular guys, so they have to wake up every morning and brush their teeth, make their hair. If you're in that world, and I think Fatima, you know a bit about this. Before you go on stage, they have to make up your face and do a lot of things. You are just like, pa, 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 pa. You are ready, you know, to just go. And I mean, you see all of that stage and all of that. It may just be in a small room, but when you see the hype, by the time the final production is coming out, and you see the hype that is coming into it, you're like, wow, wow. You really want to do something in entertainment, you know, on the screens, on radio. You hear all kind of stuff, and like, wow, these people. Somebody is talking on the radio. I wonder who are these people who make all these phone calls on radio. It's as if people are waiting by their phone for this particular program to come up, and they are calling someone you've never seen before influencing you. I don't have anything against people. Your sexual orientation is your personal thing. I think people should be given an opportunity to be who they want to be. And I don't think it's right for anybody to judge because of religion. And you're doing all that kind of stuff. And somebody, you have like a potential 10, 15 million people listening that time. Someone preaching the gospel to 15 million people she can't see. And you think that is not a mountain to influence. Really? So are you saying that the government should allow people, now this person asking questions, and people to choose who they want to be without being victimized? Yes. What do you need to gain? Should the government be bothered about that? Should bother about the economy? The economy is 500 now to a dollar. I mean the naira lost over 90% of its value. I think that is more what the government should be talking about. Whether I choose to be this or that is not your problem, it's my life. Humanism and liberalism. And you're saying, hey, it's true. But really, let's look at it. Really, let's look at your mind. You're not like, eh? Really? You know, even all these churches, they don't talk about salvation again. It's only about money. Say, you now remember your pastor. Yeah, it's true. So I just think that if I love my neighbor, I love the people around me, I think I'm fine. I think love should be the religion of the world. When you hear that kind of stuff, it's called seduction. Be careful. One of the things just told is say, be careful how you hear. It's the prophets that have this voice for this kind of people. When witches and wizards came on here to say they are coming to Benin, he does not send them a message. Say, God does not need to come if he has a son like me. I'm enough for you. When you get to the point where you can beat your chest in God's name, that's where we are trying to get to now. Where you have encountered God to such a level that you are telling the person, sir, God will not need to put mouth in this matter. I, Oluwa Gbenga, if you cross this line, you will not live for 3 more days. If that is a bluff, the guy needs to really think about it. Because what if it happens? But you know what happens? You have maintained a consistent pattern of living before God. Like Elijah, you can say, the Lord God before whom I stand. You've gotten into a place where your sleeping and your waking is the Lord. You understand? That Elijah can choose to be hidden for the major part of his life. And no one knew him. God did not allow anybody to mention his name. Elijah will be praying, Masika Ladaba, Embro Shata, Lord, these visions you are showing me, when shall these things be? I am getting old, though. Are you still going to use God? Say, patience, cool down. Say, God, I am 45. All my mates are already having branches in America and London. What are you saying? Say, cool down. And then the first time God brings him out, he's talking directly to a king. He's not going through all the normal processes of growth. Because he stayed with God, the first enemy, introduction, king, I, Elijah the Tishbite, who stands before the Lord, says to you that there shall be no rain except by my word. I know there are other prophets. If you go to them, God will not hear until I talk. This is my number. When you need me, call me. Don't just place a course, give them your number. Yeah, they can reach you. A reachable number. Say, sir, that word you gave, actually, I've been trying to reach you. Your number is not going. There's problem. We want you to pray. Pray. I'm not available. I'm on the mountain now. Please, sir. They told me you will not listen. Well, because cool down. See me tomorrow. Sir, please, I can come now. I said I'm coming to. I will call. Sir, I can come now. Is it that not that mountain you normally stay? You must have and develop that weight and stature in the spirit. That even though when you are laughing, they know you are not bluffing. Your secret life with God is the key to this. Don't joke with it. Don't play with it. Know the movie time separate from the prayer time. Don't pray and watch Facebook at the same time. The mountain of religion. Wow. The enemy here Amen. False worship. False worship. The principality, sorry, false worship, religious spirits, the enemy, idolatry. Idolatry is the enemy on that mountain. A religious spirit that brings false worship is the principality on that mountain. Hopefully when I come next week, I should be able to begin to share with you. You know, I talked about the mountain of the Lord. If I can, I'll just touch it briefly. No, I'm correcting myself. I said, I actually put in a tabular form. So, the enemy on that mountain is idolatry. In other words, the goal of a religious spirit is to make you slave to anything God says or the devil says or anything that thrives in that place. What anything God says to you should bring you to Him, not to it. So there's nothing wrong with anointing oil, but the moment you can't go out of your house without the bottle in your pocket or in your bag, there's a problem. The handkerchief is okay, but the moment you cannot move out without it, we have a problem. We have a problem, a serious one. And I hope my people are hearing. So the principality on that mountain is a religious spirit. It tells you to keep doing it. Keep doing it. Activity without progress. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. The religious spirit will tell you, pray till your joy is full. Is that not what Jesus said? Is that not what Jesus said? Say pray till your joy is full. That's not what Jesus said. Just say pray that. There's a difference. Pray that. When you pray, the result is that your joy will be full. That means there will be solution to whatever it is you have brought before Him. I understand what people say when they say pray till. What they are saying is that learn how to pray till you get result. But that is not the scripture for that one. You understand? Persistent prayer is what that person is trying to say, but he uses a wrong quotation to establish that. Jesus said pray that. It's a difference from pray till. So you are praying, even though you know there's no answer. In other words, Jesus gives us the assurance of answer, that whenever you open your mouth to talk to Him, He is waiting to hear. But you just pray to tell you that you are not praying well. Like Elijah told those prophets, say maybe your God is sleeping. Pray louder. And then you are there. Pray. Maybe he has traveled. He needs to come back. You are shaking your head like thunder. Shake. It is not the shaking that is my problem. But that is not what compels him. Pray like a lunatic. Yes. But I'm saying that there are certain things, parameters God looks for when He hears your prayer. You may be praying quietly like Pastor Adibue, and in the heavens you are causing thunder and lightning. The ruling principality from the kingdom of God in this mountain is not the apostle, it's not the prophet, the Holy Ghost. It's the one that sits on the mountain of the church, of religion. All his efforts in the past 2,000 years, he will call one from Nigeria, send him to Russia. He will call one from Russia, send him to Cameroon. He will call one from Mali, send him to Ivory Coast. The distribution system on his own laptop, it does everything. He looks at this one, punching computer on his in his banking office. Hey, young man, what's your name? Sam Bingasa. Say, get up. He look at you. Pew, his face is this one. Pew, pew, pew. What are you doing here? I'm looking for a job. Where are you in Accra? Hey, pick your things. Lagos. Bra. Carry this one. Bah, bah, bah. Why are you doing here? Where are you from? Say Mali. Say Mali. What's your name? Abdul Kadri. Don't worry. Move to South Africa. And then it just keeps sending people. All of that is trying to form a network. It's called network marketing. It forms a network that is strong, where the this system rests on this system, rests on this system. A threefold cord cannot be easily broken. It's not just doing anything haphazardly. It's making sure that where you are, somebody is resting on you. You are resting on somebody. We are support systems. Even though in the spirit, you cannot see all of that connection, but he is aligning and arranging everything such that there is no way you are not alone. At any given point in time, you are not alone. Somebody somewhere is holding your hand. You are holding someone's hand, and he's just there on at the top of that mountain, and he's still calling people. Many of the people he's calling don't even have an idea that 5 years from now they will be pastors, that they will be prophets. Some of them have not felt the pangs of that call beckoning to them. They just sit in church like regular people, shouting amen, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah. But at the right time, the kairos moment of God, the bam, there's an alarm in the spirit, and he just wake up and begin to feel strange. You just wake up and begin to feel strange. Like, I feel God wants me to start this NGO that is them. The person you are sharing with, like, what's wrong with your head? Because he can't even, he has never seen that part of you before. But you just slept in the kairos moment of God. You just suddenly wake up and it's a new day. It's a morning in the spirit for you. You understand? It's not this morning, but that morning. The you in the spirit rises up and the you on earth rises up. There's an alignment in the spirit. All of a sudden, you are thinking differently because there is a kairos moment. The Holy Ghost sits on the mountain of religion and he has one goal: to reveal Christ. And when his work is done, and we all assemble before him, you will see, maybe we will see him for the first time, and he will come out of all of us again and go back into the throne and be one again with the Father. What a beautiful sight. Then you will realize that the Holy Ghost looks exactly just like the Father. That every time God said he was with you, he was not lying. He has always been on the inside of you. That you cannot say, come Holy Spirit from heaven. He says, I'm here already. He has never left you. He has never left you. You've got to know it in your heart. You've got to believe it. That every time you go to him and say, our Father, how excellent your name is, he is there with you, encouraging you on, telling you you are a winner. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God in the highest. Glory be to God in the highest. Hallelujah. And what is the key revelation you must understand to be able to relate with the Holy Ghost? You must understand the revelation of honor. Have you seen people who are very close to God? Have you seen the relationship with the Holy Spirit? Oh, I don't know if you're with me. You see a Father Nash. It shows in your attitude and your posture. Say, Father Nash, you go on his face for 7 days. Holy Spirit, we need you for this conference. We need you for this crusade. Holy Spirit, he was just praying. He wasn't preaching, he was praying. Father Nash, just pray. It was Finney that would do the talking, but he would pray. And then you see a Catherine Kuhlman, and she would say, it is not her, it is the Holy Spirit. Catherine Kuhlman is dead. Catherine Kuhlman is dead. Jesus lives on the inside. You see the way they honor him. See the way they push him out there. They don't talk like they've got it all sorted out. They talk like it's only Jesus. The world has to see Jesus. The world has to see Jesus. I am here because Jesus brought me here. Jesus loves you, wants to help you. You see Arena Bunke, he will preach for 1 hour and he's just talking about Jesus. You see Benny Hinn, he will just come and say, come Holy Spirit, you're welcome in this place. And you feel a strong, intense power of the Holy Ghost in the atmosphere. You will just feel it. You will just feel it right there. You're like, wow, wow. And you see Pastor Lemmy just go on his knees. He's always going on his knees. He wants an honor thing. You are too psychedelic and too refined for God. God doesn't want refined people, he wants honorable people. People who can lay their crowns down. Well, when the angels begin to worship him, the elders pull their crowns and they prostrate before him. I don't know if those elders are Yoruba men, but they know something Yoruba people know. That when you see an elder, the first thing you do is you prostrate. It's not a Yoruba thing, it's a kingdom thing. When the worship becomes intense, they remove their crowns and they leave their thrones and they lie prostrate. Thou art worthy, O God, to take all kingdoms, all glory, and all power belongs to you. They begin to magnify the Lord. These are elders in the spirit. You must have a posture that is contagious. When people see your worship, they're like, are we worshiping the same God? They're like, is he it the same God? It's got to be different. Got to be different. Got to be different. Because you have a revelation of honor. You have you have captured an image of honor. You have captured an image that you can't do God the way other people are doing God. You are intoxicated with your love for God. There's a way you dance. People look at, oh, she's finally gone crazy. I mean, you just do your stuff. You are not organized when you are with God. The doctrine of honor. When you worship God from today, don't give a hoot who is sitting by you, who is standing by you. Lose your mind for Christ. Get mad in the spirit. Let God see you and say, oh baby, I just like when you do this. I like when you do this. I like when you do this. You know, I don't have people, too much people like you anymore. Say, oh, get ready, I'm about to give you some more. And just you are so free with God that all those rules. Did you notice that almost all the rules that God gave the Israelites to Moses, Moses wasn't living by them. God said, don't marry anybody for him. Who was Moses' wife? A black woman. The high priest can only come into God's presence how many times? Once a year. How many times was Abraham coming? Every time. Moses. Every time. And when he's coming, because the others know they can't come, they'll just stand. Hallelujah. They put their hands down. Because at least the one who can go and come, we should honor him. Just stand there. The doctrine of honor. My brother, you need to know something about that. No. It makes your relationship with God personal. Because the reason why you are doing what you now do, it is between you and Baba. You tell yourself, God, you know, God, I've never given an offering above 200 naira before. But now, Baba, we'll be doing thousands now, you and myself. So as I'm getting my salary, I remove my tithe. From that first day, I've separated my offering. You first. It's called first tithe. First. It's not after you've given your wife money, you remove tithe. It's the first thing you do is honor. God sees all those things the way you are doing it. It's honor. For you to say to God, you see, because there's a call of God upon your life. Are you hearing me? There's a call to ministry over your life. And you probably know already. So, you are saying to God, all of this, you take all your medals of honor. You know what your medals of honor are? All those things you've achieved in your life. All these certificates. All these years of, almost 10 years of banking experience. That's something. Because you have people your age who don't even do half of that. I laid the foundation of my house here at the age of 27. That's something. Many of my colleagues don't even know have anything close to that. I bought my first car, end of discussion, 3 months after my wedding. Now that's something. I take all of those things that I think they make some meaning to me, and I leave them to Him. Say, for your glory, I will do anything. Just to see you, to behold you as my king, I take this certificate, this Prince 2 certificate, this certified risk management certificate, I take this company, I take everything that means anything to me, I take this house, I take this car, I take every USD, pounds, naira in my account, I present them to you, I give them to you in honor. Finally, I give you my life, that I will not live for anything again except the glory of your name. That when they talk about me 50 years, 100 years from now, they will say, that was a man that was sent from God. His name was Benga. That when they look at my life 100 years from now, they will look at my life and say, look at all the things he walked away from. And he embraced a life that seemingly had no future for the glory of his king. That when I die, if I die, and then I stand before him, I can come and say, I didn't come back empty. I got you tons and tons of people who came to you because of the grace you put upon my life. That when I come into the mountain of religion, and when I come into the mountain of entertainment, I can point to two faces. I can point to two cars. I can point to some of all those guys who are out there doing stuff for the devil. And I can say, God, I didn't just come alone. I brought his name is Innocent Idibia. is not a Christian. Say, oh, come son. People that the world said could not be saved, I can come with them as my trophies and say, hey, daddy, this is for you. I bought you a present. You think it's not possible? You get out there and see what is possible. Get out there and you will know what is possible. They said it's Dangote. They said, hey, I know Dangote is the next big thing, but hey, I'm the first kingdom man in Nigeria who represents Christ fully. All my money comes from Jesus. Everything in exchange for his honor. Everything in exchange for the honor of our king. Everything. The first king of Israel was a businessman who misplaced a business item, was looking for it, and he found the throne. Everything in exchange for his honor. Until your walk with God gets to that point, you have not seen certain things. You will not see certain things. That anything you make me, it will be too easy to give it away for the advancement of your kingdom. I will not let things hold me. Every step I take, whether it's in my business world, whether it's my academic pursuit, whatever I do, it is because we want to express the kingdom and the glory of our God. Everything. Everything. Holding nothing back. Everything. Holding nothing back. Everything. Holding nothing back. Everything. Holding nothing back. Holding nothing back. In the name of Jesus. Holding nothing back. 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 Your certificate, your profession, everything. Holding nothing back. For the glory of his name. For the glory of his name. The day you become the chief justice of this nation, it is for the glory of his name. The day you become the next governor of this nation, for the glory of his name. That Jesus will rule in this land. And people will know it is because you are there. Because you are there. Anything God cannot do for me, let me remain the way I am. I will not look for help in Babylon. I will not look for help in Babylon. For my help is in Zion. I will look to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth. I am not alone. I am on the side of the Lord. Who is on the Lord's side? Let him come to me. I am not afraid. I am not afraid. Everything in exchange for his glory. Everything in exchange for his glory. Everything in exchange of his glory. We are going to go out there and we are going to bring the musicians in. We are going to come to Jesus. We are going to go out there. We are getting politicians in. They are coming to Jesus. We are going out there. We are getting the teachers in. They are coming to Jesus. We are going out there. We are getting the major stars in. They are coming to Jesus. Everywhere, men will arise in this nation, in the corners of the earth, in Cameroon, in Cote d'Ivoire, in Ghana, in Mali, in Sudan, in Somalia, in South Africa, in Zimbabwe, wherever the nations of the earth are represented, in Madagascar, in Cyprus, oh hallelujah, oh hallelujah, in London, in Britain, oh hallelujah, oh hallelujah, in America, men arising to the glory of his name, men arising to the glory of his name, men arising with us. Men arising, oh hallelujah, in Indonesia, men arising, oh in Cyprus, men arising, in Iran, men arising, in Iraq, men arising, in Japan, in China, in North Korea, in South Korea, men arising, oh hallelujah, hallelujah. God is raising people here that are going there. Hallelujah. The mercy of God to the nations is Jesus Christ. The mercy of God to the nations is Jesus Christ. The mercy of God to the nations is Jesus Christ. The mercy of God to the nations is Jesus Christ. We minister the love of God into the hearts of the citizens of America, into the hearts of people in Southern Kaduna, all over the North, all over the South, all over the East, all over the West. The church will arise as a force in the earth. In the church there will be no outside or evil. Only men washed by the blood of the Lamb. Only men washed by the blood of the Lamb. Only men washed by the blood of the Lamb. Only men washed by the blood of the Lamb in Cameroon, in Côte d'Ivoire, in Mali. The glory of Jesus spreading as a fragrance in the name of Jesus on every campus in this country, all over the nations of Africa, every campus flooded with the love of Christ, flooded with the mercy of God in the name of Jesus. Malina Ramakasha, Regalada Basilia, let the knowledge of the glory of God spread forth like a fragrance, 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 in the name of Jesus. Your name is exalted, O God, and the nations of Israel, as I see men and women and children coming to Jesus, waving the flag of Jehovah and waving his hand above the nations. Oh, hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! I see a child of God becoming the secretary general to the United Nations. I see a child of God sitting in Malina Makasaida, Erika Lada Basada, on the Regadaba. Oh, hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! Hallelujah! For this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all corners of the earth. For this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all corners of the earth. In all corners of the earth. In all corners of the earth. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Lord, I ask for everyone that is here and for those who are unable to make it here this morning. I ask that the burden of the Lord will rest upon everyone here. That you will begin to see as the Lord sees. And you begin to hear as the Lord hears. That you will no more be confused about what the Lord wants to do in your life. And what he wants to do through you. That the cause of our God will prosper in your hands. Oh, lift up your hands to heaven. Father, I pray for these hands. That the intention of heaven will prosper in these hands. In the name of Jesus. That by these hands that are lifted, some will use the medium of photography, some will use the media of writing books, some will use various opportunities and doors of entrance. I said the cause of our God will prosper in these hands, in the name of Jesus. I declare that as you go forth in the name of the Lord, that the cause of our God will prosper in your hands, in the name of Jesus. That the Lord will give you the angels to go with you, the angels that will go with this commission and this instruction, that you will not fail because love never fails, sir. In the name of Jesus, I pray for everyone here that the love of God will fill your heart, and you will be motivated by the love of God, you will be inspired by the love of God, that there will be no room for offense, there will be no room for distractions, in the name of Jesus. Put your hands down. The Lord is restoring the ministry he has to someone here this morning. He said, I will bring you back as though nothing happened. He said, did you fail? Yes. Did I forgive you? Yes. Did I restore you? Yes. Spirit of living God, as many of us that need to be restored this morning, as many of us who missed it at some point and we don't know what to do and we feel stranded, Father, breathe upon us. Breathe upon us with your fire. Cleanse us. Purify us. Now. Now by the Spirit of God. 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 Flow like a mighty river and begin to cleanse us. Flow like a mighty river and begin to cleanse us. Flow like a mighty river and begin to cleanse us. Flow like a mighty river. Let your prophecy, that prophetic word, be activated once again. In the name of Jesus, let the prophetic word begin to bring forth visions and revelations. Because you said in the last day that your sons and daughters will prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. I declare that the prophetic unction begin to rise upon your people again, and there will be full restoration. There will be full restoration right now, right now, right now, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for those of you who the Lord will be sending to represent the Father in the government. I declare that a door of entrance is open to you. There are a few of you that are here. You are not going to be Nigerian citizens anymore. You will be global citizens. Because the Lord will give you an open door to any nation, to several nations. To seven nations. Spirit of God, let that ordination come now. Let it rest upon them, both male and female. Let that ordination bring restoration. 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 Let that ordination bring restoration in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. 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 There are some of us here where the Lord is anointing us to stand in the place of the economy. Some of you will not be in Abuja, but the government will not be able to take the show until they have spoken to you. I pray for you. Whatever business is in your hands, I ask that the cause of our God will begin to prosper in your hands. That the hand of God will rest upon it. You begin to prosper. And the Lord will give you a name no man can give to you. The Lord by himself will give you clients. The Lord by himself will give you clients. You will not need to labor like people who have no God. In the name of Jesus. The Lord will show you the path you must walk. The Lord will show you your path. I declare that God is giving you businesses. He's giving you businesses in other countries. The Lord is expanding your frontiers. He will make you a force in the earth for the glory of his name. In the name of Jesus. You say, well, I'm not educated. I didn't go to school. The Lord said it won't be necessary. Because as I taught Paul in the wilderness, I will teach you. And the Lord will be your teacher. The Lord will be your teacher. Receive the unction of the teaching ministry of the Holy Ghost. The Lord will show you what you must do. For anywhere you have experienced closed doors before today, I declare they will call you back. Lina Sitalina Masifelidia. I declare they will call you back. They will call you back. You are going to receive a mail. You are going to receive a phone call. I say you are going to receive a mail. And you are going to receive an email. You are going to receive an email. You are going to receive an email and a phone call. In the name of Jesus. Your expenses will be paid. The Lord will raise people who will pay that. You will not spend one kobo. One kobo. One kobo. The Lord will raise men who will foot the bill. As a sign that he has sent you. As a sign that he has restored you. As a sign that he has given you that city. The Lord will raise men that will pay the bill. It will not be a work of the flesh, but a work of the spirit. In the name of Jesus. Receive it where you are standing. 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 Receive it. Receive it. In the name of Jesus. Come on, begin to bless the Lord. Begin to bless him. Begin to appreciate him. Begin to appreciate him. How excellent your name is, O God. How excellent your name is, O God. How excellent your name is, O God.
We know you've been blessed with these words, so you can as well visit us, plot 223 beside Bode Emmanuel Center, satellite bus stop, Ikorodu Road, Ilukweju, Lagos. You can also log on to our website at www.theharvestword.org. Contact us for counseling 080-83-178-191. God bless you.